We just released a brand new look and feel to our website that has some enhancements, not just to the look, but also to some of the information that you can get. We added some new maps to the front page where you can toggle through different map views of, for example, minimum temperature from the previous day, wind speed and direction, rainfall from the previous day. And then we also did some significant upgrades to the station pages. We changed the look so that it's in a kind of a table format now instead of a graphic view or you know, an illustration of the tower where you kind of had to hunt around to look for the data. It's in a nice table format so you can get to it quickly.
And those are things like rainfall, temperature, that sort of stuff. It's a little easier for growers to read, you think, now?
Yes, we believe so. Before, you kind of had to look around the graphic to find the information that you wanted. Now it's just all in a table so that you can get to it real quickly. Some of the more commonly viewed observations are in larger font near the top, and then the rest of the observations are in a smaller table below. And we also added to a temperature meteorogram that is kind of a graphic view of the temperatures, where if you mouse over, you can see the individual numbers, the details, but it lets you quickly view the trends in temperature over a recent period of time. And then also we added more non-fawn stations to an interactive map so that as you zoom in and out, the number of stations changes to accommodate the size of the picture. We also added station photos to the station page so that you can see what's around the fawn station and some other information about the site, soil type, for example, and also the location of the station, which you previously had to go to a different page to get.
You made it a little easier for people who are accessing this information on smartphones as well, correct? And second question with that, you're finding many more people are wanting to do their work from their smartphones, right?
Right, right. We, a couple of years ago, started to work on a mobile version of the website, but found with the newer programming technologies that we could make our current website reformat itself to the smartphones and the iPads and those types of devices. And so we're using that technology so that you don't have to go to a separate website. It just changes depending on the type of device that you're using. So you still get the information, it's just displayed in a different way.
One of the biggies for citrus growers and others growing crops, the cold protection toolkit. Tell us some of the things the cold protection toolkit does for citrus growers.
Right, that's it. That's the name. It's the Fawn Cold Protection Toolkit. And it's a step-by-step process for determining when to use water for cold protection, when to turn it on and when to turn it off. And so it takes you from helping determine critical minimum temperatures for various crops to looking at the long-range forecasts for specific locations, down to evaluating individual cold events, estimating overnight minimum temperatures, tracking forecasts real-time, evaluating evaporative cooling potential, and then when to turn the system off, which is a very important thing because you can turn the system off much sooner than you would think, and we give you the resources to determine that.
I believe you said statewide people, if they used Fawn in this toolkit, they could save a lot of gallons of water and a lot of money. You want to tell us how much water and how much money?
Sure. The University of Florida has done some estimates based on the amount of money that it costs to irrigate an acre, for example, for cold protection. And it's been estimated that if you use the Fawn Cold Protection Toolkit, you can save 2 hours of irrigation per cold event. So depending on the average number of cold events per season, the savings can be substantial, and statewide can be millions of dollars and billions of gallons of water.
Tell us a little bit about the text messaging feature for temperatures.
Right. We have a text message alert system, and where growers can go in and they can register for the service. It is right now it's $35. We're having a special on it. And they can submit a critical temperature for their crop, and then we will send them text messages based on the temperatures that occur at the fawn station. And what the neat thing about it is it allows them to be away from the computer in the field doing what they need to do, but still getting the information from us.
How long is this special price in effect? I think it's normally $50.
It is normally $50. It is in effect right now for this season, actually.
Anything else about Bond you think citrus growers would want to know?
Just that we have, over the last 14 or 15 years, been working as hard as we can to develop useful tools for growers, applications of weather data, and we invite you to visit.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.